Moncrief on News Talk.
A rare bit of good news. A species that was once thought to be not present in Ireland anymore has been found. It's called the nocturnal nightjar. John Lusby is Conservation Officer with Birdwatch Ireland. Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon, Sean.
So describe this bird to us.
So, yeah, it's quite an elusive bird. Probably listeners may not be overly familiar with the nightjar. So it's a very rare bird in Ireland. As you said, it was considered by many to be no longer present, to be extinct in Ireland. So it's a nocturnal bird. It's a ground nesting bird. And it's, I suppose it looks almost like a cuckoo or a falcon in terms of its shape. But with long wings, long tail, it has quite a wide mouth. And that's it, they catch insects on the wing and very large eyes. And obviously being nocturnal, that helps them see in low light. A beautiful looking bird, incredible plumage as well. They've got incredibly camouflaged plumage. So when they're on the ground, they essentially blend in. You know, they just look like a stick on the ground. They blend into their background, and that obviously allows them to go unnoticed when they're nesting on the ground and evade predators.
And previously, had they been in Ireland in large numbers?
They have, yeah. That they were once formerly at one time widespread throughout the country, almost occurring in and nesting in every county across the country. And but over recent decades, along with other bird species, unfortunately, their populations have declined and very much diminished. So I suppose over the last few decades, there's only been quite sporadic records of them breeding, and particularly in the southeast of Ireland. So I suppose what we wanted to do this year was to carry out a survey with the very basic aim of trying to confirm whether nightjar are still present and breeding in Ireland. And obviously, we were successful in doing so, which was fantastic. We confirmed nightjar at two sites in the southeast, which was amazing to see. So obviously, they are still here, obviously in very low numbers, but they are still very much an Irish breeding bird.
Yeah, and are there any particular set of reasons why the nightjar's numbers have gone down so much?
Yeah, I suppose with a lot of birds, I suppose changes in habitat is one of the main factors that have probably affected nightjar. As well, as I mentioned, nightjar feed on moths and on large insects at night. So if you think as well at things like I'm sure you've heard and seen, you know, from the surveys and findings of, you know, the insect Armageddon and reduction in insect numbers. And we all know, even just anecdotally, like, you know, on hot summer's evening, you know, not as many, you know, splashing against the windscreen of the car. So I think, you know, increased use of pesticides and all that would have affected, moth numbers and knock on effect of lower food availability for nightjar. That's probably one of the reasons, but changes in habitat as well. And interestingly enough, potentially what we're seeing across the water now in the UK and say in parts of Wales, for example, is nightjar populations are slowly recovering. And that may be the case in Ireland as well with some time. And one of the reasons potentially for that is because nightjar, they nest on the ground, but they often use young forest plantation. So potentially, you know, young forest plantation, second rotation plantation, there's quite a good availability of that habitat for nesting in Ireland. So that may provide a helping hand for nightjar. But obviously, you know, other factors are still really important to address, such as, you know, suitable foraging habitat and insect availability.
Yeah, so we don't know if we're not, for the nightjar mightn't be, pardon the pun, out of the woods yet.
No, not at all. I mean, obviously, really, really low numbers. I mean, you know, so we carried out a survey. We focused on suitable areas, where there was seemingly suitable habitat for nightjar across Kilkenny and Wexford, with the support of Kilkenny and Wexford County Council and the National Parks and Wildlife Service. And across that fairly extensive survey area, we only recorded nightjar present at two sites.
Wow.
So obviously, they're still in very, very low numbers. So definitely not, definitely by no means out of the woods yet. I suppose there are things that we can do to try and help them, such as ensuring the habitat remains suitable. And if we take some of those measures, I think at least we can hopefully hold on to the pairs that that are present.
John, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was John Lusby there, Conservation Officer with Birdwatch Ireland. And if you're out walking in the woods, this is what a nightjar sounds like. That's really weird. Anyway, if you hear that, do tell Birdwatch Ireland about it.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.